Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 27th of October 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and is read today by Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. We were expecting it to be Idris, VK7ZIR, but he's come down with man flu. I hope you're feeling a lot better today. We've done a swap, so you'll hear Idris next week. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3670 megs by Ross, VK7ALH. On 7140 megs by Justin, VK7TW. On 14130 by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28525 by Tony, VK7VKT. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091, Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Contest news, VHF UHF Microwave Spring Field Day. The Spring VHF UHF Field Day is coming up on the 23rd and 24th of November. I know it's a little way off, but why not take some time to think about dusting off the VHF and UHF gear and see who you can contact. There will be quite a number of fellow VK7s out and about in a few locations, and they would love to make a contact with you. But you don't have to go portable to participate. Logging is easy, as many of the logging programs will be aware of this contest and do all the point calculations. There will be activity from 6 metres all the way up to 3 centimetres. Why not look at building a new antenna for one of the VHF bands and see how far you can reach? There are sections for 8 hours and 24 hours, single or multiple operator stations, so plenty of options. Hope to hear you on the bands, says Richard, VK7ZBX. WIA Conference Weekend 2020. Billeting and keynotes. The organising committee of the WIA Conference Weekend 2020 is looking for expressions of interest from southern amateurs and families who would be prepared to billet people during the weekend of the 8th to the 10th of May 2020. This is a great way to show Tasmanian hospitality for conference attendees and help reduce the cost of their visit. It is also a great way to meet people who you may only talk with on the radio. If you would like to express interest in billeting one or more people, then please email wia2020conference@gmail.com. The WIA Annual Conference 2020 is being held in Hobart at the Best Western Hotel, and the theme is Antarctic Gateway. The weekend features many visits and tours of Antarctic-related locations and museums. The presentations on the Saturday afternoon are coming together with a great focus on Antarctica and radio and can be viewed on the WIA website. The Saturday night conference dinner usually features a keynote speaker, and we are interested if you have recently heard a speaker at an event or a presentation who has talked about something related to Antarctica and or radio, and you think they would be entertaining and interesting for the conference attendees. Please email through your ideas to wia2020conference@gmail.com. And that's 73s from Justin, VK7TW, on behalf of the organising committee. New 2.4 gig and a VK7 and a 3.4 gig national digital records. Hayden, VK7HH, writes, on Tuesday the 22nd of October, the Hepburn charts had a prediction of strong to very strong tropoducting enhancement over Bass Strait. I promptly got in touch with Rod, VK3BQJ, and Jeff, VK3KGR, to attempt a contact from Mount Wellington near Hobart. Once I arrived after work, at approximately 6 p.m, I could immediately hear the VK3RGI beacon on 2403.434 MHz, faint but there. Richard, VK7ZBX, joined me on site, and we attempted a contact with Rod and Jeff. Neither could hear us, and we even attempted digital to no avail. Convinced that the conditions were there and likely to improve as the sun set, we made a decision to try once more before packing up at 8 p.m. Whilst we waited around for conditions to hopefully improve, we set up the 3.4 GHz to monitor the VK3RGI beacon on 3398.434. With some tweaking and good ears, we could at times hear the beacon in the speaker of the radio and could clearly see a trace on the waterfall. Then, at around 7:30 p.m, we got a call from Ralph VK3WRE, who said he was intending to go portable to work us from Mount Tassie, 10 kilometres west of the VK3RGI beacon site, and higher. Richard and I decided to wait around and try a contact with Ralph, who would take about 30 minutes to get to his portable location. By this time, the temperature was still 10 degrees, with an apparent temperature of 1.4. Someone who shall remain nameless didn't think it through that wearing shorts would be a good idea. Whilst I put a jumper on, Ralph sat up with Dean, VK3NFI. The beacon was exhibiting QSB fades over a few minutes. It would almost disappear and then come back really strongly. We attempted 2.4 gigs first, and Ralph was a rock-crushing signal of 5 and 8. We exchanged details and decided to move to 3.4 gigs. We got the dish set up and roughly aligned, bearing in mind it is rather sharp. Well, we didn't need Ralph to have the Kia on long. He was 5x8 again, and arguably a better copy with no QSB. We didn't even have to peak the dish. We again exchanged details and decided to extend the national digital record on 3.4 gigs using FT8. I went to fire up the laptop, dead flat. We'd forgotten about it running all afternoon. I quickly said to Ralph I'd go and charge it up the road at the VK7RTC repeater site. Lucky I had the keys. 15 minutes of charge later, I returned. Ralph had been working several other VK3s on voice and digital. Both Richard and I managed an FT8 contact with Ralph, and the laptop promptly died 60 seconds after completing the contact. This sets new records on 2.4 gigs for VK7 voice and 3.4 gigs digital nationally at just over 500 kilometres. Thanks to all stations who made the time to participate. A video to be uploaded to Ham Radio DX channel soon. And that's regards from Hayden, VK7HH. QSL News. Reports from Herman, VK7HW, and he's the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And Herman advises that he will deliver cards to clubs and or QTHs on an opportunity basis. Feedback from clubs as to which cards they can receive on behalf of members would be appreciated. Also, unless requested otherwise by those who have mail-out arrangements, if there are only one or two cards for a station, Herman intends to hold those cards until there are enough to make a mail-out more cost-effective. If any of you can confirm I am listing SK calls, or if you have a new call sign, please email so I can update my records. If you have any questions about QSL cards being held, Herman can be contacted by email at the and his address is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW. News from the Northwest. And Shirley, VK7HSC's Chat and Show bi-monthly meeting reminder. Hello, listeners. It's time to let you know that the next Chat and Show group will gather on the 2nd of November at the Penguin Sports Centre, Ironcliff Road, Penguin. It starts at 2 p.m. and drop-in is from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. It's also important to note that any operator or radio enthusiast can join us from anywhere in the state, the mainland, or overseas if they are visiting Penguin on the right day. It's a non-club event for all to enjoy, and the show part is open to anyone with collectibles, projects in progress or completed that they would like to show us. A plate for afternoon tea is always accepted with thanks and enjoyed by everyone. So remember, 2 p.m. Saturday the 2nd of November. Any inquiries, you can ring Shirley on 0417 392 583 or email franley40@bigpond.com. Look forward to seeing you there, says Shirley, VK7 Hotel, Sierra Charlie. News from the North, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserve Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Mondays and Fridays at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street in Launceston. For more details, you can contact Al, and his mobile number is 0417 354 410, and that is 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, here we are with the last broadcast for the month of October. How the days have flown, or is it just me getting older? Anyway, on with the news, and we begin this week with a roundup of NTARC's involvement in JOTA JOTI 2019. For that, I will hand it over to NTARC coordinator Peter, VK7KPC, and he says, well, JOTA JOTI is over again for another year, except for the collating of the numbers of contacts and hopefully seeing a lot of countries in the various logs. At the time of writing, I have records of 100 scout or guide participants at Rosalie and 17 parent visitors. I'm still waiting on the numbers that participated at the Tamar Sea Scout Hall. Friday evening was busy with the Northern Area Rover crew assembling the dozen or so computers for JOTI, transceivers being connected to antennas and other activities being set up. EchoLink was activated in case guides at Huonville needed an extra station to talk to. Mid-evening, I received a call on behalf of the venturers who were involved in a seamanship course at Tamar that weekend, inquiring if they could participate in JOTA from that location. As I had received a phone call from Stuart, VK7FEAT, earlier in the evening, offering to bring his portable equipment, I quickly called him back to see if he would be able to help. The affirmative response was very welcome. Action started early on Saturday morning with some members arriving to help with final setup, ensuring Sky Warmer was running and urns up to temperature for coffees. More members arrived as the morning progressed, as well as two scouts from 4th Launceston with the leader, who were assembling a temporary timber tower as part of their award badge work. Once this was assembled, it was moved to outside the rear of the hall, with a 2-metre flowerpot antenna attached. Rovers and some venturers returned to activate the JOTI operation. About this time, Stuart arrived at the Tamar Hall and began setting up the HF antenna for his equipment. First youth members arrived at noon and kept coming until mid-afternoon, with the last leaving at 5 p.m. A special thanks to Stuart, ably assisted by Stefan, VK7ZSB, who commenced operation from 6 p.m. and were active well into the evening. To assist them, the EchoLink node was connected to the portable antenna and tower, which allowed them to contact VK7HSD at Huonville with a handheld. Rovers and venturers stayed overnight, giving the new computers a good workout, as they were still apparently asleep at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. One notable contact overnight was with GB100GP at the original Gilwell Park in England on EchoLink. Action restarted at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning and continued till 3 p.m. DMR proved fairly successful, fox hunting was again popular, as were the electronic kits and Edison robots. Billy carts were well received as an extra activity this year. Thanks to Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Roz, with no call sign, and Idris, VK7ZIR, for their work on the barbecue. Also thanks to Norm, VK7KTN, Kevin, VK7KJL, Lewis, VK7FLPL, on the radios, and Morse Demo, and also Tony, VK7YBG, with his test equipment demo and backup radio op. Andre, VK7ZAB, was the main hunt master, ably assisted by Stefan, VK7ZSB, and with further assistance at times by Lewis and one of our venturer helpers. A thank you also to our lady members, Anne, VK7FYBG, Lorraine, XYL of VK7KTN, and Kay, XYL of VK7KPC, who provided the NTARC crew with sandwiches, sponge cake, slices and sausage rolls over the 2-day period. These were very much appreciated by the workers. A special thanks also to Tim Wood from 4th Launceston Scouts, who managed the billy carts for both days. While all this was happening, I was busy signing in the various groups of visitors, keeping them rotating through the 5 activity areas and solving any problems that arose. And that's from Peter, VK7KPC, NTARC JOTA JOTI Coordinator. Many thanks for your report, Peter. Now it's time to hand over to our President, Idris, VK7ZIR, to give us a rundown of the technical session held last Wednesday, the 23rd of October. And Idris reports, No heater needed tonight. A nice warm evening. Ross, VK7ALH's show and tell tonight, was a Drake R4 communications receiver, part of a lineup Ross has collected. He will bring the rest of the components in for us next week. As soon as the cover came off, you were struck with the beauty of a copper-plated chassis in immaculate condition. The other standout feature is the 10-position crystal channel selector with all full-size crystals installed. Appreciated by all who saw it, Ross also brought in the reconditioned battery container from the antique Varley Bridge, previously donated to the club by Roscoe VK7RC. The batteries had corroded, so Ross removed them and cleaned up the holder. The bridge is now back to working order. Thanks, Ross. Simon, VK7FSRM, was busy programming a DMR handheld radio, aided by Colin, VK7ZCF, and Peter, VK7ZPE. Aspiring licensee Phil brought in his new Kenwood TS590SG with a view to inject a GPS reference signal. Idris, VK7ZIR, had his GPS-DO set up, but some further research is needed by Phil to determine the injection method. Peter, VK7KPC, was kept busy all night, tidying up after the weekend Jota Jotai event. Stefan, VK7ZSB, and Phil ended up reminiscing over their years spent working in Telecom/Telstra, joined by Idris, remembering various characters of note. The highlight of the evening was a birthday celebration for Stuart, VK7FEAT, complete with birthday cake and candles. Well, not so much of a cake, rather three sausage rolls on a plate with a candle in each. Someone was heard to comment that they were healthier than a sugary cake. Nevertheless, the lights were dimmed, the candles were lit, and a raucous rendition of Happy Birthday ensued, albeit rather out of tune. Stuart then proceeded to blow out the candles, careful to avoid a hairy conflagration, and made his wish. A memorable end to an enjoyable evening. Until next week, 73s, says Idris, VK7ZIR. Thanks again, Idris. Once again, it sounds like a great night was had by all. I'm glad the candles were kept to three, as that also no doubt contributed to avoiding the possible hairy conflagration of which you speak. That said, though, I am by no means sure of the numbers base that was used to arrive at three to represent Stuart's age, but I'm sure the mathematicians amongst us will chime in with some logical explanation. Membership notice. Just a little reminder that your membership for 2019 expires on the 31st of December. One of the agenda topics at the November General Meeting will be whether NTARC should review the yearly subscriptions. It has been 4 years since an increase took effect, and as members are aware, costs relating to the running of our club room and repeaters increase all the time. A renewal notice will be sent out to all members after that meeting, once the outcome of those deliberations is known. Until that takes effect, sorry, but you will not be able to jump the gun, so to speak, and pay your subs ahead of the renewal notices being issued. Coming events. Technical sessions. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 30th of October, and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m, running through till 10:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelle. Pop in, catch up with your fellow amateurs, bring along something that you are currently building, or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some from other attendees. That's what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near-technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, is available for a small gold coin donation. November General Meeting. This will be held on Saturday the 9th of November, and it will be a barbecue meeting. As usual, the barbecue will commence at noon, and the cost is $10 per person. The meeting will commence at 1400, and as mentioned earlier, we will be discussing the 2020 membership subscription, so please come along and make your thoughts known. The meeting will be followed by a show and tell, so why not bring something along to share with everyone? Of course, afternoon tea will then follow. As usual, we ask for donations of salads to share at lunch, and items for afternoon tea are always appreciated. Remember, for those that attend lunch, your $10 charge covers both lunch and afternoon tea. For those just attending the meeting and enjoying afternoon tea, a donation of a gold or a small note would be appreciated. End of year's Christmas break-up function. Yes, I can hear you all say, she's a bit early, but in fact the days are getting closer. This year we will be having our Christmas event on Wednesday the 11th of December. This would be our normal meeting night, but as usual, for this time of the year we forego a formal meeting and party instead. A venue has been booked. It will be held at the Commercial Hotel, George Street, Launceston. Meeting time 6:30 for a 7 p.m. Start, but of course you can arrive earlier and get comfortable, which could be an idea for those of us still in employment. This is the same venue at which we held our mid-year dinner, and those that attended really enjoyed it, so please note that in your diary. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through until about noon. Please remember these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and currently we have some cards awaiting collection and those members have been notified. As I remind all every week, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and the other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston, or further afield for that matter, where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email them to the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast, including frantically arranging other connections when our NBN fails, which is quite often. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be gratefully appreciated and do much to lower my blood pressure, says Yvonne. And she says, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelle. 73's Yvonne VK7 FYMX, the Secretary NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now moving down the state and news from the south, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, save the date, reached November presentation. We are privileged to have Dr. Con O'Neill from General Practice Plus along for the night to give some insight into common and not so common men's health issues and, importantly, how we can prevent or reduce the risks associated with these issues. The presentation will take place on Wednesday, the 6th of November at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. A huge thank you to Dr. Con for coming along, and that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. REAST Training and Assessment. The next REAST Training and Assessment Day is Saturday the 9th of November. Applications close on Monday the 3rd of November. You can contact Reg VK7 Kilo Kilo at 0417 391 607, or email him regm, that's REGEMM, at aussiemail.com.au. DATV Experimenters Night Wrap-Up. Given the warm weather, we started the night with a BYO barbecue, which went down a treat. We began the night's program in the DATV studio by welcoming Rex VK7MO back from his trip to the USA, where he was invited to attend the Microwave Update Conference, or MUD. This conference is similar to GIPSTEC, held here in VK, although MUD is focused on microwave frequencies. Before MUD, Rex took us through the many national parks that he visited with some wonderful pictures of these very diverse national parks. Rex then took the audience through the conference agenda that runs over 3 days. Thanks, Rex. We then celebrated a milestone, a freshly spot-welded potato masher. For those who don't know, Justin has been building a spot welder to repair the potato masher, and this has proven to be a little more of a challenge than first thought. Justin took the audience through the project with pictures and his learnings along the way. More next week. Warren, VK7 Whiskey November, then took us through the Taroona High School STEM night that he attended, along with pictures, and focused on a project his son, Joey, has been doing that involves an automated garden patch of approximately 3 metres by 1 metre, with an automated frame that can pick up seeds, plant them, water them, weed them, and generally keep them growing. On your Joey. And thanks, Warren. We finished off with some interesting videos whilst we retired to the club rooms for coffee. Sean, VK7FAZE, has purchased a number of NBN fixed wireless panels, and we took one apart to find out what is inside, and importantly, what can be reused for amateur purposes. The panel antenna is a phased array of 9 patch antennas that we think we may be able to use for 2.4 gigs. The unit contains the RF modules, which are normally fed via power over Ethernet to an in-house module that contains the modem, etc. Watch this space for some tests over the coming weeks. We get back underway this Wednesday night from 7:30 p.m. with some interesting presentations. From Larry, VK7WLH, some fascinating miniature medical technology. And from Ben, VK7BN, his lightning trigger for his camera, along with some other interesting items. We go out on RF on 445.5 megs DVB-T 7 meg standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box, or USB DVT dongle that you can tune to 445.5 and do a scan for a DVB-T signal, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. If all else fails, we also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel and on Facebook. See you there, says Justin, VK7TW. Now, I had a technical article entitled Next Generation 000 is Coming. It's too long for this broadcast, but it is contained in the text version of the broadcast, and it's quite an interesting article. So, now on to regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Soda Group, Monday and Friday, coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street and Rochelle, Launceston. Reist, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, and the Experimenters' Nights from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. Reist, microwave QSO party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events, Northwest, Saturday 2nd of November, Chat and Show Group, Penguin Sports Centre, Ironcliff Road, Penguin, starting at 2 p.m. Reist, Wednesday the 6th of November at 7:30 p.m, Men's Health with Dr. Con O'Neill, the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, Saturday 9th of November, barbecue starts at noon, followed by show until at 2 p.m, Rochelle Club Rooms. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader, VK7ZIR, hopefully recovered from the flu. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7JGD. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres, VK7FB. 10 metres, VK7VKT. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091. VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that indeed concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday, prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callbacks. from the VK7 Amateur Radio News. It's 73s from Mike, VK7, Foxtrot, Bravo.